Rosie O'Donnell blames Trump for missing her daughter's college graduation. Security people said they didn't think it was wise. By Paul Bois on September 10, 2025. Rosie O'Donnell said her ongoing feud with President Donald Trump caused her to miss her daughter's college graduation here in the United States. Speaking on the No Filter podcast with Entertainment Weekly, O'Donnell said that she skipped her daughter's graduation due to security concerns. "My daughter graduated college and I didn't go back because the security people said to me they didn't think it was wise," O'Donnell said. "Because I think Trump will use me to rile his base." After the president's election in November 2024, O'Donnell moved to Ireland and later told Variety she has no plans to return to the United States. "With the current political climate, when would it be safe to come back with my child? I'm not going to push it before this administration is completely finished and hopefully held accountable for their crimes," she said. Since then, the feud between the two has only gotten worse, with the president announcing last Wednesday that he is giving serious consideration to revoking Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship despite her being a natural-born U.S. citizen. "As previously mentioned, we are giving serious thought to taking away Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship. She is not a great American and is, in my opinion, incapable of being so," he wrote. The president was doubling down on a previous proposal to revoke O'Donnell's citizenship this past July. Rosie O'Donnell then responded by calling the president a serial pedophile rapist who paid $1 billion to Jeffrey Epstein. "He paid $1 billion to Jeffrey Epstein over the time of their friendship. $1 billion. He wrote in his birthday book, 'Here's to all the secrets.' If this were an Angela Hansberry murder," she wrote, "people would be, it's too obvious," O'Donnell told former CNN anchor Jim Acosta on his podcast when he asked why his name appears multiple times in the Epstein files. "He is guilty as sin. Before he brings more troops into Chicago and harasses more brown-skinned people, before he breaks more of the Constitute apart, before he starts having people get killed, we have to do something about him, America," she continued. "It's time for every person with a platform to speak out about it. Now or never." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.